1. Begin transmission.
Yo. Okay. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and sitting here on my lap, kneading on her blanket, is Pippa, the sergeant of arms of this committee, right, Pippa? Oh yeah, okay, there she's trying to dig her claws into my ankles, but I'm protected by the blankie. Yes, look at your kitty face. Oh, it's so fluffy. Okay, so we got some cat business going on here. And what am I doing? Ugh. Not much of anything. I'm super tired because once again, the masons working on my chimney woke me up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It is now almost exactly 1 o'clock in the afternoon, local time. And all the masons are gone. I don't know if they went to lunch or if they are done working, but the scaffolding is still up. So presumably they're coming back. Hopefully they're not coming back tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning to take the scaffolding down. Hopefully that will go down today so I can sleep tomorrow. It's also 100 degrees outside, 38°C, 38 degrees Celsius. We're not doing anything. That's why me and my cat are sitting here watching something funny on TV. What are we watching on TV? Well, we're watching sports because that's what we like to watch, huh, Peppa? And we are watching the Lacrosse World Championships, apparently taking place in Israel. I do like to watch lacrosse, and the best part of it is, this is a very interesting game. World Championships. In this game, I don't know what game this is. I don't think it's the final or anything like that. But this game is between the United States and the Iroquois Nation. That's right, you heard me correctly. The Iroquois Nation. Now, if you're not an American, and even if you are, Americans are pretty dumb. They don't know about these things. But the Iroquois Nation is a Native American sovereign entity that exists within the United States. If you are not an American, you may not know that, or you probably do, that we have treated our native population pretty horribly. But here's one respectful thing that we have done. We make sure the Iroquois Nation is involved in the World Lacrosse Championships. Why did we do this? Well, because it was the Iroquois who invented this game. And so now I'm watching the United States versus the Iroquois Nation. And the Iroquois Nation is up by 2. It's 5-3 so far, and I hope they do good. We want them to win. We always want the Iroquois to win. Always, always. Oh, so fun. This is looking good. Plus, all these Iroquois guys have cool hair. And all the white boys do not. Oh, what do you think about that, Peppa? Oh, she likes it. So, yeah. Come on, Iroquois Nation. That's what me and Peppa are doing. Oh. Last night, I stayed up so late, it was ridiculous. I don't know why. I was so tired. I was so tired last night, up until about 10 o'clock at night. And then I caught a second wind or something, and I was up until 4 again, and that was a drag. Because then we woke up, and when the Masons came, and that was a pain in my neck. But last night, we got to see something interesting, and I didn't watch all of it because it was a little bit too cheesy. The Thunderbirds movie was on. And when I say the Thunderbirds movie, I don't mean Thunderbirds or Go or Thunderbirds 6. I mean the reboot, the live-action reboot that was the pet project of Jonathan Frakes, number one from Star Trek The Next Generation. And the movie was, you've heard me review it here on the show before. You've heard me talk about it. And it's a little bit cheesy. But, you know, if you're a Thunderbirds fan, you kind of have to watch it. Just, you know, for completeness sake. And so we watched a little bit of that last night. Didn't we, Pippa? Yeah, it was so good. We watched that, and we watched a lot of pachinko last night. We watched pachinko machines, and I watched one thing where a guy was playing this crazy coin pusher. You know, I've seen regular coin pushers before, but this is the most in-depth and complex coin pusher I've ever seen. It had these dual guns in the front that went back and forth and shot the coins towards the push, and coins and balls would fall over the edge, but you weren't trying to get them over the edge, you're trying to get them in the slot. Then these ping pong balls would fall into this thing that would go into this other part of the machine that would cause a wheel to turn on this little screen, and this little ball would fall into a hole to make the wheel stop. And then when the wheel stopped, you could win other chances for spins on this bigger wheel that was in the back of the machine that would spin around, a ball would jump out, and there was different kinds of jackpots you could win, and some were like slot machines where you're trying to get the ball into three slots of the same color. Some you were just trying to get them into the jackpot slot. It was crazy. And then when that would do well, then you would get these weird bonus spins on this other flat, like, table thing where a ball would roll around and try to fall in. It was crazy. It was just nutty. Okay, see you later, Pippa. So I would watch that, and I was like, well, this is just nutty. You know, I'm not one to normally play coin pushers, but this was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. Until I saw another machine entirely. And we're gonna look this up right now, because I got to see another one of these go. The second quarter of the lacrosse game is just starting, so we got plenty of time to see how that game turns out later. All right, and it's not going to give me one, so we're going to actually have to punch this into the search engine of my TV. And this game that I watched was called Hyozan. 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 Give me my Hyozan. And it thinks I'm trying to look up Gyozu. No, I'm trying to look up Hyozan. There we go. Hyozan. And for some reason, it pulled up a video of Seto Kaiba from Yu-Gi-Oh! What was that all about? Okay, here's a 13-minute video of Hyozan. Hyozan! And what this is an arcade game. It's pretty big. And it's round. And going around the outside are these little gates, and there's bad gates and good gates. You want to get the ball in the gate. So the ball rolls down a ramp, and you want it to go into this little slot that says up. And if you hit any of the other holes, some of them have some gameplay aspect that I can't understand. There's some pink diamonds involved in this game. I can't figure out how that works. But if you get the ball in the right slot, it then gets elevated up to the next level, a very physical level. This is not a video game. This is actually mechanical. It's actually happening. The ball goes into the second level, and it's like a tilt table. And this tilt table is tilting back and forth, and you want the ball to fall into a certain slot. There are bonus holes up there, and so if you fall through, the ball falls through these holes, you get, you know, a 2x bonus on whatever. You're betting on this. You put in money, you set the bet number, and that comes into play. But once you're on the tilt table, there's another hole, and it's the hardest one to get into. But if you fall into that hole, then the ball physically gets moved up to another level, where three balls spin around on this thing, and there's more bonuses, and there's a jackpot, and then there's another hole that if the ball falls into that slot, then you get like the mega spin. The ball moves up to this next level, and you end up getting this ball in this thing, and it spins, and you want it to fall into one particular thing to get a jackpot. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of craziness. Wait, did this guy really just bet 99 on this? This is a strangely complex game. See, it just fell into the diamond hole. Did he win a diamond, or did he get a diamond taken away? It's complex, which makes it very difficult to, you know, figure out the odds of anything happening here. But as best as I can tell, you have about a 1 in 4 chance of making it up to the next level. And on the second level, you have a 9 chance. Then in the next level, I don't know, there's 3 balls and it's so confusing. It's so crazy. And there's bonuses and there's diamonds and what you need to do if you want to see something crazy is just go to YouTube and type in Hyozan, Hyozaaan, Hyozan, and this is a wacky, wacky game. Would I actually play something like this? No, I doubt it. This is all very random and compound odds. And even though it is a friendly machine, you know, this stuff isn't made for you to win. So the truth of the matter is, I'd rather be playing craps or something simple like that that's easy to understand. And I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you are thinking, what, craps? Nobody knows how to play that. Yeah, craps is the easiest game in the world. And we've discussed it here many times. I'm drinking tea. And I just realized that this particular Hyozan machine that I'm watching right now is slightly different. This one is like a little bit... This must be the updated version because it has... Where the other machine just has some chasing lights, this machine uses the chasing lights to indicate the bonus, and right now the player is on, like, yellow bonus. He's got a ball on the tilt table right now that's not moving. Okay, here it comes. Do-do-do-do. I haven't seen him get past the second level yet. I know this is a different machine because the balls are slightly different, too. Oh, and he fell into the double multiplier, bonus multiplier. So, no, I guess he just only fell into the 1x. He bet 99, so his bonus was 99. It's a little complex. If you can't read Japanese, it might take you a while to figure it out. And I can't read Japanese, so here we are. The entertaining part of this game is trying to get it to ascend, to go up levels. And last night I must have watched for, 20 minutes? And it seemed like there was some edits in the video. So getting a ball to the top level is nigh on impossible. But I'm noticing other things about this machine that it's slightly different than the other one that I saw. And what's the bit with the diamonds? See, if you miss the good gate and you fall into one of these other pockets, some of these other pockets have a pink diamond on them. And there's a display on the front panel of the machine that lights up diamonds. And I don't know how you get the diamonds or lose the diamonds. Do you want these diamonds? Or are they good? Are they bad? Nobody knows. Kitty poop sounds. Oh, she's kind of facing the wrong way, so I don't know if we got to hear any kitty poop sounds. But now we're going to be able to get some kitty poop smells. Oh. So, yeah, it's time for me to scoop the poop here in a few minutes after the cat gets done pushing the wheat around. And then she has to get out of the box. and then she paws on the floor and paws on the wall. Just cleaning things up, even though there's nothing there. Where are you running off to, you crazy cat? Woo, it's stinky in here now. Yeah, so anyway, here we are watching Hyozan. The ball's got up to the second level again. The ball rocks back and forth on the tilt table. We're still in yellow bonus mode, the other option being green bonus mode. What did it just fall into? Oh, it fell into the mystery bonus slot. Who knows what happened there? Yeah, so lately I've been watching a lot of videos that are, well, basically like videos of Japanese arcade games. Like Hyozan here and various coin pushers and various UFO catchers. And pachinko, of course. Now, I will play pachinko, but I won't play coin pushers, and I don't play UFO catchers. And I sure as hell wouldn't play Hyozan, but I might just for the entertainment. I don't know. Some of these games are so crazy and so wacky that they're actually fun to play just because you don't know what they're going to do. But I've been discussing some of these things with my friend Booper. Of course, everybody here knows Booper. Hear me talking about him all the time. Well, all throughout our lives, Booper has been the arcade guy. Out of the two of us, he's the guy that's going to play the machines. He's good at video games. He's exceptionally good at pinball. He does like to gamble. And so I think pachinko would be just perfect for him, because it's essentially pinball plus video game plus gambling. What could be better? So a couple days ago, I told him to, you know, watch a couple of pachinko machines. And of course, he did that and then got distracted watching coin pushers and UFO catchers and stuff. And so we've been talking about that. And man, I tell you, arcades in Japan are awesome. And you can't even find an arcade in America anymore. In my town, in my city of Omaha, Nebraska, if you want to go to an arcade, your only options are these birthday party places for little kids. You know, like Chuck E. Cheese. Although, I don't think we have Chuck E. Cheese anymore. I think Chuck E. Cheese closed. And we have two independent redemption arcades. One is called Family Fun Center, except now it's called Super Family Fun Center or something, and they recently moved
There's another place called the Amazing Pizza Machine. And these are giant complexes that have go-kart tracks and pizza buffets and all these games and stuff. And for some of these places, is there another one? You got to pay for the pizza buffet. If you want to enter this arcade, you have to spend $12 for a bunch of really terrible pizza that you do not want to eat. Okay, so here in this Hyozan game, the guy finally got some kind of jackpot and got the ball up to the top level. And it's rolling around. It's doing weird stuff. You gotta see Hyozan. It's weird. But after watching some of these videos of like all these other machines, the coin pushers, and specifically like the UFO catchers and some of the other odd games, I wonder if that would fly here. I wonder if I could start up an arcade that just had all of these games that we don't have normally in America. Of course, we'd have to take the gambling element out, and that wouldn't be hard because often you can get these machines with ticket redemption systems. But I don't know. Man, these things are just... Some of these games are so wacky. And my Hyozan video is over. But the next video is coming up is by KTG Games. This guy likes to play coin pushers. I have seen some weird coin pushers. And all these coin pushers use tokens, and that might fly in America. I don't know. Jeez, here's another bizarre coin pusher. I've seen some of these elements before, but not in this combination. Fascinated by some of these games, and these are big games, and I can't imagine what they cost, but they must pull in the money. Huh, yeah. But that's the other weird thing. In America, when we think of arcades and, you know, ticket redemption centers, we think of this as being kid stuff. This is not, you know, adult entertainment. This is where you take your 8-year-old kid for their birthday and have a birthday party. Ugh. However, in Japan, there's a lot more adult interest in these arcades. And these videos being made, these are being made by adults. These coin pushers is being played by adults. These games are very, very complex. Very complicated. You got to be an adult to understand them. And then there's pachinko. And of course, you have to be 18 years of age or older to play pachinko because it is straight up gambling. Although, you know, you got to wonder. You really got to wonder. And this is why I'm dying to go to Japan. I just want to go to the arcades. I want to go to the pachinko halls. I want to play pachinko. I want to put money into gashapon machines. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. There's plenty of other cultural things I would love to do in Japan. But when after I'm done, you know, finding inner peace and going to various temples and stuff in Japan, I'm going to need some stimulus. I need to go from Zen to autistic overstimulation. And that's what these that's what these arcades are good for. Man, the sounds, the flashing lights, the wackiness. See, this particular coin pusher, it's so complex. I can't even begin to describe some of these things. I would have to show you videos, because here something's happening on a screen, and when they win, then a ball gets kicked out in the machine up above, and it falls onto this tilt table, then it either goes into the push field, or it goes onto this rotating sort of roulette-like table that's got a drain hole plus some points holes, and there's already four balls in it. Where's this pink ball going to fall? Pip is actually watching this because she can see that ball moving around, and she loves to see the ball move around. Well, what do you think about that, baby? This machine might be called something about Galileo. So if you want to see a weird coin pusher, just, I don't know, punch Galileo coin pusher into YouTube and see what comes up. It's pretty crazy, huh, Pippa? She also likes the sound of those falling coins. Oh, what's an interesting sound, huh, kitty? Yeah, this is another one of these machines where the coins get shot into the push. And then the pusher pushes the coins in these, like, ping pong balls down, and you want the coins to fall into these slots, and you want the ball to fall onto this worm screw that then takes the ball into the ball bonus thing, which ejects a ball up top onto a tilt table, and the ball can either fall back into the push or onto the little roulette table. And then there's this thing in the back that's spinning around that has these bowls that sometimes open up and spill more coins into the coin. I can't even describe it. It's so crazy. It's so nutty. It's so complex. And this isn't even the craziest one I've seen. This is sort of a toned-down version of the one that I watched last night. Oh no, is the ball going down the drain? Ah, oh, yeah, the bonus ball drained. Okay, now here's another bonus ball. Oh, it's the green ball. And the only hole that's still open is the 100 hole. All the others are plugged. 75, 50, 150, and 25. Here's another orange ball going around the little roulette-y table thing. And it drains. Here's another one more shot. Another orange ball. Yeah, something to do. There's something to do with the colors of the balls, too, that gives you a bonus. Because there's a pink ball, a green ball, and then there's a bunch of orange balls. Oh, they got a pink ball on the table. And the 100 slot is open. Where's that pink ball going to go? Down the drain. These guys aren't having any luck. All right, orange ball going around. And if you manage to fill up all the holes in this stage, oh, he almost had it. Then there's another sort of extra bonus jackpot, Bigu Chansu, where the balls all drain and then the lights change colors and another ball gets kicked out and, oh, there they go. They just sunk 100. Jackupatu. So they got the Jackupatu. All right, so the UV lights come on. The ball goes back onto the table and all the slots are now open. And so the ball spins around. Spinning very slowly, taking its time. How big are these? Oh, and it falls right into the 100 slot. Okay, so that's a good thing. Oh, and now something new is happening. Now another ball is coming out. I've never seen this jackpot mode, but then again, I've never seen this machine. But I have seen this mechanism on other machines. Come on, get in there, don't drain. Oh, and the second ball drains. But it's flashing jackpot. And so a whole bunch more balls, little balls, like ping pong balls, fall into the push. More coins get dumped into the push. But the pusher isn't actually pushing. There's more balls. Okay, there's now five balls on the worm screw. And there's two dozen balls in the push. More balls are getting spit out. And the coins haven't even gotten pushed yet. It's getting crazy. I'm not super clear what's happening. Now the pusher starts. Oh, and it starts pushing balls into the worm screw and coins over. And here we go. It's some kind of Jackupatu mode. I have no idea what's going on, and I wish I could tell you more, but I cannot. For I have run out of time. My name is Tobe, and you have been listening to the dubious, I don't know, weird Japanese arcade game committee. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My cat lost interest and wandered off. I need more tea, and it's probably about time I eat something, so I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.